Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Corey and Kevin Talk About Nothing. If you're tuning in for the first time,
I'm Corey.
I'm Kevin, and welcome to our podcast talk show.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Hello.
All right.
The double deep hello.
Yes.
I feel like my voice is extra deep this podcast.
It is.
It's a late one. Let's turn it down low. It is a late one. Yeah. My voice is not used to working this late, actually.
No.
Just in laughing. Yes.
Yeah, that won't go well.
Yeah, that wasn't a good laugh.
No.
I'll tell you what. So we packed in some euphoria because we were like 3 episodes behind.
Okay.
And the finale was just last night. Or 2 nights ago, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And my goodness, man, that was wild. That was a wild 4 episode, finish. It was great. It was great, man. But I was really disappointed to find out that season 3 is coming out in 2024.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, man, that sucks. That's just like the 3rd month of 2022, though. Like,
yeah,
You really need that much time?
Are you sure?
You sure?
Are you sure? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was you know, almost like anticlimactic in parts where it like needed to be, wrapped up things in one area and kind of just like kind of gives birth and movement to a different season 3. So I'm excited, man. I loved it. Judd Apatow, his daughter, Maude Apatow.
Okay.
She's a phenomenal actor. So,
is she?
Yeah. She has like this pretty big, two episode thing go on in this season here. I don't want to give too much away in case you wind up watching it. So, and it was
I will watch it.
Incredibly well done. And yeah, I heard you got ripped for it. You know,
I was gonna say I have a family member. She's 12 years old. And she pretty
much 12 years old watching Euphoria.
What? She's 12 years old, but I mean, see, the thing is she actually she's turning 13, so she's 12 and a half. But she really, it blew my mind too. But also,
it's a hard R show, man.
that's what she said, and I think that's also the way she talked to me. I can tell that she watches Euphoria because she cussed me out. Actually, you know, I mean, there was a very couple choice words. That I was an idiot. There's a word before that one, you know. I'll spare you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, spare our ears of the profanity.
Because my, you know, but no, I'm just kidding. It was actually, I laughed really hard. We were playing Among Us, and you know, so you're already, and so I was not imposter, but another part of our group was, and she got killed. So we were both idiots because of it, you know. And you know, Sean has not watched it either. So we were both idiots, and we were both, you know, very stupid, and it.
So you annoyed her further by already being idiots.
Yes.
And I gotcha. And failing to watch a pretty important piece of pop culture here.
Yes. So pretty much it got moved up to the next top of my list because I can't be an idiot, you know. Next time I play Among Us with her, if I haven't at least watched the start of it, I'm scared.
I don't know what's going to happen, man.
Yeah.
Just gonna hack your computer, or hack your whatever you play on. You never know.
My router in general. She's just the only thing that can play through it. Yeah, I'm gonna play my Google Assistant in the morning, like I do every morning. It's just gonna play Euphoria music.
that would be sweet.
The soundtrack in this. It's weird. She said the same thing. I'm just kidding.
I was gonna say. I mean, that's incredible. But all right. Look. You know, I don't worry. I got my daughter as a prodigy. She's you know, shouting off. Oh. A bit of a bragging moment. All right. So
okay.
You know, we put on Seinfeld a lot recently, and she knows the cast. She'll say, "That's Seinfeld. That's George. That's Kramer," and the one she had issues with was Elaine, and but now she knows Elaine. I'm like, it's awesome.
That's hilarious, dude. So, that is, all right, yeah, all right.
I'm raising.
And they teach her old school stuff. I mean, this is the thing. Clementine's no more about Seinfeld than I do. You know.
Oh yeah, she probably knows way more about Seinfeld than you do.
So she'll have to talk to me and tell me all about it. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. it's so funny, man. But yeah.
Man, how was Clementine? 2, 7?
About that. She's gonna be 3 this month, man.
That's right. Man.
It's wild. Time is flying.
Party time?
Oh yeah. We'll figure it out. You know? It's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. It's like, we'll get her a Seinfeld shirt.
Oh man, she probably would freak out. It's so funny.
Do you think she really would freak out?
Oh, like, I think she would. Like,
she actually likes it that much. That's, yeah, because that's my mask. That's
like,
funny.
She's like, I want to watch Paw Patrol. I'm like, I don't. I don't want to watch Paw Patrol. I don't want to watch Moana again. I don't want to watch like any of these movies again. Like, and she's like, I'm like, how about Seinfeld? She's like, all right, I'll watch Seinfeld. I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm glad our common ground could be, you know, Seinfeld. so random. Because, like, as soon as I put it on, she, like, pays attention for a second and then, like, goes about whatever she's doing. You know?
She's playing Paw Patrol.
Yeah, she's playing. Yeah, it's so funny. But, yeah. Anyways, so Euphoria, man. Jump on that one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You've got plenty of time until season 3, but I'll say it again. It is seriously, like, a breath of fresh air to know that acting... the youth, there's a lot of great potential. Talent out there that,
nice.
There's actually a moment, that Zendaya, her character, Rue, she has this, moment. I don't even want to reference the movie. Have you ever watched the Basketball Diaries with Leonardo DiCaprio, Mark Wahlberg?
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say no.
All right, so it's the Basketball Diaries. It's a pretty dark movie. Okay. 48%. That's interesting. That's very interesting. But
that's young Leo.
Yeah, 95 movie, R-rated. But these kids in this, like, school, like, there's some of them that are, like, addicts and whatnot. But anyways, there's a pretty big scene of, like, Leo, demonstrating how great Leo is. And Zendaya has, like, this whole, beginning of this episode. I mean, I'm talking like minutes long. I'm talking like, I don't even know how long it was, but it was like this stretch of time where she's incredible, man. Like Leo DiCaprio leveled, like, it was absolutely incredible. I mean, it was to watch it unfold. Like, I could believe her in any role. It just was like, man, she's got what it takes 100%. It was awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, it's funny. Speaking of her too, I watched this little video saying why? Well, of course. Yeah. So they said, why it's Zendaya, right?
Yeah. Zendaya.
Okay. Zendaya. Yeah. Zendaya. Gotcha. See, I said Zendaya for the longest time, but you said so. Anyways,
yeah.
Sorry, but you know,
hit us up, Zendaya, if you think that we're saying it wrong.
Yes,
or Zendaya.
Exactly.
Anyways,
yeah.
I don't know.
My brain. You know, like, okay. So that there was a video that said like how talented she truly is. She'll be on set having a fantastic, like, joking around, having fun time, and then you hear the director say, shots ready. She snapped into like this character, like it was absolutely nothing, and then like blew it away. Like, you're like, wow. And it was like the raw footage. It was like, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're like, wow. And even if she's a, because she used to be a model, right?
She was like on Disney.
Yeah. Well, see, I see that. I don't have no idea. There was a thing that said, so the one clip of the video came up and said, how Zendaya is a true model. Like, so it was like one of those, not like a TikTok form, but like a form of like, this is one video, but it's all wrapped into one YouTube video. And she was there, and like she was actually in like a conversation. And then and then once again, she goes, "All right, camera's ready." She turns around, and the way that she like posed, and then switched to 7 or 8 different poses, like you know what I mean, like just a you know, fancy ones. And then it was straight, as soon as they said, you know, the shoot was over, she just went straight back to like a relaxed version.
Yeah,
and
she's
it was
just like able to like channel
the professionalism.
That, yeah.
Exactly, it was impressive just that. And I didn't, you know what I mean. The only thing I've seen her big in, I mean, I can't lie, is literally Spider-Man.
Right.
So that's the biggest thing that I've actually personally seen her in. But at the same time, it was, you know, it's.
So I don't personally know her from much. When I first watched the. I mean, I've obviously heard of her and everything because she also sings. Yeah. She's also a singer, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And So the first thing I've seen her in is, well, yeah, Spider-Man, but I'm pretty, you know, I don't know what came first, but I think Spider-Man, Homecoming. But then I see this Euphoria and it's like, oh, okay, she's got a lot of talent. She's great. And then I saw that Malcolm and Marie, and I'm not exactly sure how well that was received, but Jessica and I really enjoyed it, and I think it was like a really like actors acting type of movie, you know, where you just allow the actors to actually act. Kind of like Lighthouse is for me, you know. You just give them a character and let these people run with it kind of a thing. And we really enjoyed it, and again showed how she is able to command the screen and just like it would be really hard to like match that, you know what I mean? Like she must be a lot of fun, like to direct, because you probably could do so many one takes or different takes because she could probably throw so much. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely, yeah. But I see exactly what you're saying. I mean, the talent that she has of doing whatever needs to be done for the show. Yeah.
So it's just like everything, you know, and it's so funny because like even though like, you know, MJ in the Spider-Man movie, she's like a darker being, you know.
But I loved it though. That's the thing. Right?
Rue Bennett from Euphoria. Like you're like, wait a minute, the same actor? Like my god.
That really? Okay, that's sweet. So
you're just like constantly like. I mean, there's points where you're like, Rue, you are so dumb. Why are you making so many dumb decisions? But I mean, like it's like she plays this character. I mean, an addict and whatnot. And I mean, She's fantastic. So, yes. Yeah, so we finally finished Euphoria, and we finally did that. But another show came to an end. The Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, I saw that's one that I got. I'm so stupid for not watching. So,
another
show came up of mine. So I'll talk about that in a second. But
I take
a lot of my time up. So
yeah. Well, I'm sure, man. It was funny about like a week ago. I was just taking a shower. You had those shower thoughts where like you're just thinking on a subject for some reason because you're out of your element. You think of a situation a little differently. And I was like, oh, I think I've figured out all I need to figure out for the Righteous Gemstones. I know exactly the way they're going. So I told Jessica like immediately, I'm like, I think I know all this, blah, blah, blah. And then boom, as it's unfolding, I'm like, damn it, brain. Because, like, as it's unfolding, it's no longer surprising. So, like, it was almost, like, anticlimactic, you know? I'm like,
that
damn it.
That sucks.
You know?
Damn
it. All right. But I was like, yeah, at least I got it, you know?
That's true. So, you're right. So
but
what
it was
you were
still
saying
funny.
Was right.
I mean, it was still a good time. But I just wonder, like, where they're going to go from here. I feel like there were no cliffhangers. There were no...
Yeah, gotcha.
Ultimate, like... You know, a season ends with like the smoke monster, you know, or something, you know, something surprising happens, but it just kind of ended. So, and it just sort of ends, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, we slammed those things in a couple of days and just.
How many episodes are there?
Of what?
Righteous Gemstones.
I think both Euphoria and
So I think I think I'm like three episodes in already, three or four. So it's not like I've like Righteous Gemstones. Yeah. So I mean, so I'm definitely far. So I'm like, I don't know why I just haven't wrapped. Well, okay. So Ozark, right? I'm just gonna say I've been trying to hold this in my entire time. Okay. So I finished season two. I did not start any of season three yet.
Okay.
I was gonna start it tonight. But I hung out with some fam, you know, and did a little bit of family, you know, get together this evening. So I didn't start it yet,
right?
But I will.
I don't even know why we're talking right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you. I was gonna say, can we end this now?
Yeah, seriously.
So, all right. I mean, there is certain. I mean, this show. I agree with you to the effect of. I haven't started season three yet. You made a comment before, which. I was a very bold comment. We both are huge fans of the show called Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And I, you know, you made a comment that it's like on that level, right? So I had a hard time truly believing that through my first time watching season one. Okay. So the first time that I watched season one. I'm not saying I wasn't wrapped up into it, but it didn't capture me enough to like want to instantaneously jump into season two. And then I waited, right? Don't know why. Because as soon as I rewatched the last episode of season one and dove straight back into season two.
We're all wrong occasionally.
Sometimes, exactly. And I'll admit it. All right. There's a one of my hearts up here went ding. You know? See ya.
Yeah,
but listen, yeah. I will be the first to tell you this show is fantastic.
Yeah, it's
okay. So the Langmore family. Okay?
Langmore.
Yeah, Langmore. That's right, Langmore family.
Cause you're Langmore.
Yeah, is wild. Okay.
Yeah.
Ruth, she. Okay, so this is the thing. The first time, I'm not gonna lie, I think she kind of annoyed me during season one. Okay, She was just kind of like, I don't know why. She was just kind of this hard headed little, you know, you know who the Langmores are, but you don't know who the Langmores are, right? So you haven't learned this entire package of everything.
Yeah, there's like this myth of the Langmores, and you're like,
exactly, exactly. So what I end up doing is I watch the last episode. And then I watched the episode season one, and then I had questions about something that happened in episode one or two. Okay, So actually, I might have went back and actually watched like episode six, seven, eight of season one.
Oh, okay.
And then went back and rewatched the episode of the one that I was confused on, which was either one or two. Then I actually finished out. So technically, I've put a lot of Ozark in the last time. This is how much I really liked it. Actually, so I really just enjoyed this whole aspect of everything, man. And my whole point to this is I agree with you on the aspect of this show. I know that's coming to an end, so it can't be as good as Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad was six seasons of fantasticness.
Yeah, right.
But it has potential of being on that pedestal with them, right?
Yeah.
As a lower tier, but on the pedestal. Yes, I will 100% give that to you.
It's a knockoff Breaking Bad, right? Like,
yes, exactly, 100%.
You get great
material. Yeah.
So there's certain things that are just... And I don't know. Dude. Honestly, after watching season four, part one, man, I don't know. Season four, part one.
So are you telling me all of season three is out too?
Oh yeah.
Stop it.
Oh yeah.
I thought there was only three seasons.
Three and a half seasons, and I don't know the date yet, but then the last seven episodes, I believe, are going to be coming out. And I am the way... Oh, all right, dude. I'm telling you, like, Ruth Langmore winds up being, like, one of my absolute favorite characters.
Me too. And I'm waiting season two.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. Dude,
there's this acting in, like, pretty sure it was the last episode of part one where... It was awesome. She said she channeled Mike Tyson energy. That's who she kind of like looked for as inspiration in the scene. And I'll tell you what, I mean, It was incredible. I mean, she's screaming so hard, like it was awesome. I was just like,
wow.
I'm like, Ruth Langmore, you're freaking badass.
That's awesome. So her and her relationship with her dad, like, I mean, you truthfully have to be. I mean, she did okay when she shot. When she pulled that shotgun out, okay, after he came. I mean, it's been out long enough. I'm just gonna say after he robbed the strip club from her. Okay, her and Wyatt did.
Mm-hmm.
When they came in there, she went back to go get the money. Okay, and then her dad comes walking to the trailer, and she pulls a shotgun out, and then like it actually like scared me. I was like intense into that part enough. I've been trying to watch, like, when I watch TV, I try to turn the lights off and have the TV on only.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, majority of it, right? I'm focused on that, right? So, like, my mind is, that's where I'm at. My phone's off to the side. Even if it goes off, I'm not paying attention to it. You know, I always have my watch on, so, like, if something important comes up, like, if somebody's calling me, I'll obviously look at that. But anyway, sorry. I've been really just focused on the shows, okay?
Post office, they knock on my door. Yes. Of course I'm going to answer.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the magazine that they've delivered. Amazon, I have a 30-minute conversation with that guy. You got to get back on the entire road. Time. Okay, goodbye. Yes. I'm going to finally finish Ozark now.
Got it. So you're good at this.
I know that. I know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we did too. I like turning the lights off, get focused in.
Especially, well, like movies, I used to do that from like 90% of all the movies I ever watched, unless it's like a stupid, like a, when I say stupid comic, a rewatch of a stupid comedy, you know what I mean? Like stuff like that, to where I'm just sitting back and like relax, I'm like looking at my phone while something movies on in the background. I'm not doing that, but like a new movie or a new show, 100% lights are off. I'm sitting here and you know what I mean? TV light only. That's what I'm doing. So I'm
getting that blue light.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yeah. You know, that's when I put my shades on though.
that's awesome.
So Ozark though blew me out of the water.
Get to with
season two.
What, you know, has any special characters popped up?
Well, like the preacher?
No. Oh man, that's messed up.
That's messed up. That's
basement?
That's what, Buddy?
No, okay, no. I didn't know if preacher, basement.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So
like what? Yes. Yes. Because
Marty kills the preacher.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Wow. That's insane. Marty.
That part was insane. Well, yeah, but at the same time though, the dude totally flipped on him. Well, yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Marty didn't really have a choice there. Yeah.
No, that's the thing. So you know what I mean? And like the one. All right.
That's not my baby. That's not my baby. Okay. Well, this guy's lost it.
Well. Exactly. Yes. He goes, What'd you do to him?
Yeah.
You're like, what do you mean? The character that bothers me the most, and I know next season it'll probably be wrapped up and ended with this whole entire thing, is the wife of the farmer.
The wife of the farmer. Oh.
Yeah. Anyways. No, but for real, like you know I'm
Darlene. Darlene,
I knew it.
The damn snails.
Oh, gosh. I knew the snails. I knew that, but like I just couldn't think of the.
I liked the dude. I can't remember his name.
Me too. I liked him a lot. Actually,
I was really sad that it was the opposite. I'm like, oh, Darlene.
Thank you.
She's a loose cannon, you know. So
she is. Well, see, like, and this is the thing, and like, I understand, like, and actually, well, this is one thing. Okay, back to the Ozark
had no
and like
manners.
The, anyways, yeah, the quality of. Yeah, that part blew me away too. Literally, like that. Okay, so what was I gonna say? Oh, all right. So when the mob came and shot up the car, okay. When that happened, and he was hit. He calls her out, and well, no, he says that he's scared. Right before that, he says that he was scared of her, not of
yeah,
him,
right.
Okay, so then I'm like, I know something's gonna happen, but then when they were in the car, and then he survived. When they were in the kitchen, I thought he was actually doing what it was, not opposite. Until almost like literally until it happened, and he had that cup in his hand, and I'm like, oh wait a minute, it was opposite, right? I thought he. was going to give it to her and she would take a drink of it.
Go for a nice little walk.
Exactly. So then I'm like, no way. You know what I mean? And then her just, she's cold blooded, man. Now she has a baby. She has guns drawn at the mafia, the cartel. I mean, like, dude, this woman is just wild and just kind of, I'm gonna be honest with you, annoying. Yeah, I mean,
just,
really.
Just keep on watching there, sir.
Well, I know. And that's why I knew you weren't going to talk about it much, because there's way more that you probably can't talk about right now.
Yeah, there's one character in particular that is in season 3 that I can't talk about. But I love the acting on this character. And this character, this actor, was actually in another show called Iron Fist.
Okay.
That one Marvel show that was on Netflix, uh-huh, that's just now on Disney Plus. He was, did you watch that series?
No. Oh, okay. I did not watch Iron Fist.
Well, it was funny because, like, I really liked the acting of this character and this actor or whatever in Iron Fist. And he's in this season 3 of Ozark. And I couldn't put my finger on it. Like, it was funny because, like, I didn't connect the two. I didn't think it was the same person. Yeah. And I'm watching the season 3 and I was just like, man, who is this actor? Like, I'm like, I just like this guy's acting a lot. And I looked it up and I was like, who is he in Iron Fist? And I looked, I was like, oh yeah, the guy I really like. And I was like, that's awesome. He just seems like a really authentic and like a deep actor. But yeah, I can't talk about that. Buddy, though, R.I.P.
Buddy. Man. Dude, I'm telling you, way to go out, too. Yeah, dude, you know what I mean? Awesome. You come up with that story. Yeah, he's sick. He always came up at the right time. You know what I mean? He really did. I mean, him and Marty, you know what I mean? Like, they clicked, but they didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they had their goodbyes, you know? Exactly, yeah. And then, you know, they had their goodbye when he shaved him and he cut his face. You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, there's definitely moments that were, you know, genuine between the two of them, but not, like... Not like
Noah
for sure. But what's the wife's name again? I mean, what the heck's going on my brain right now? Wendy, Jesus!
I don't know how you forget.
She's terrifying. Wendy is absolutely terrifying. Well, especially the end of season 2. It's essentially went from at the end of season 2 is where they're opening the boat at the casino. So the end scene was
very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, so the end scene was the one where she was pretty much saying, well, we're in too deep. If we run now, we look, you know what I mean? We look obvious. We do this, but see, like, but remember, they
deeper.
Just
deeper.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we're staying here. This is where we're the safest.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, and it's all because of the baby, I think. Well, see, I could be wrong. Yeah, I know you're not going to answer that question, but
yeah,
I can't talk about it anymore.
Like, there's like. Anyways,
I mean, I kind of want you to, but it's okay. I watch it. Just put it in the story,
and then we'll talk about it. Because it's
we will.
I'm excited for how, you know, great it is, and for the content that it's given, the performances it's given. And I'm excited that it's going to end. I mean, I think that's a really important piece of the writing. If you have no end in sight, then I don't think you come off as genuine.
Becomes The Walking Dead.
Yes, and I think everybody knows how that story goes. You might want to build a whole universe around that, but guess what? It gets tired. It gets tired real quick, and then you start
real quick.
You start subbing in the B team, and people notice.
Yeah.
Anyways,
they're not stupid.
Yeah. So watch season 3, man. Season three was my favorite.
Is it? I was gonna say season 3 will definitely be 100% done by the next time we record in the podcast. So we'll definitely talk about the end of it. What my plan is, I'm gonna try to get all the way through, like, the completion of it, like, of what we can watch as of right now before we record the next one. I mean it's gonna be a lot, but I mean, really 2 episodes, you know, 3 episodes a day, 4 episodes a day, it'd be fine.
I just wanted to drop some knowledge bombs on you. I'm sorry, I should have laughed at that, but I got too excited about my brain. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I wish I had a soundboard at this moment.
Yeah. Hold on, let me pull my phone.
Terrible.
Give me a second.
Co-host here.
Yeah, it's all good.
I got excited because we enjoyed a certain piece of content called Squid Game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the lead, the main character of Squid Game,
yeah,
won Best Actor in a drama series for the SAG Awards.
That's awesome. That's sweet. Yeah. That's sweet.
And Succession won Best Ensemble Cast for a drama series. Of course they did. Why did they not? Every damn person in that show is perfect. Perfect. Anyways, I you know, it was so funny. I must have had a dream about Succession or something, but I had woken up and I was just like, I want another season. Like, damn it. Yeah. Maybe I'll rewatch it again. Who knows?
Yeah.
But we are almost done with season 4 of Modern Family.
Oh, nice. Okay. And how many seasons are there again?
I'll tell you what. That is quickly becoming one of my, like, all-time favorite shows, man.
That's I love it. So I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I've not rewatched. I thought about turning on. I was passing it. What was it on? What's it on again?
Like right now?
Yeah. Like, what can you stream it on?
Oh, you can stream it on. I think it was on ABC. It might have been NBC. No, it was on NBC. Yeah, it was on NBC because so it's funny. On Peacock.
Oh, the Peacock. That's right. Yeah. Well, it's about Peacock, though, too, right? You said? Because I was looking for The Office. Yep. That's what it was. And then Modern Family came up. Yeah. So 100%.
I love that show.
Yeah. Sorry, Office is still winning for me right now. I don't know why, but... Yeah.
I haven't finished Modern Family yet. It's 11 seasons.
That's true.
And we haven't finished it yet. So, I don't know. From what I hear, it ends at a high note. So, you know, I was thinking about that Ed O'Neill character. The actor, Ed O'Neill, Married with Children went 10 years, and then Modern Family, 11 years. This dude is a sitcom king, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Plus, he worked in a lot of, like, his character's backstory in Modern Family. He worked a lot of his actual personal backstory in there. His character's from Youngstown, Ohio, and he talks a lot about Ohio stuff, and he's actually from Youngstown, Ohio. It's very cool. I thought it was cool.
That's actually shocking. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that either. We heard, when you live somewhere, you have a keen sense of hearing a city or whatever.
Yes.
That you're familiar with. So we had heard an Ohio city. I think Youngstown was mentioned once, and I think I forget what the other one was. Maybe Cincinnati or something, but we were like, oh, that's interesting. Like, why it takes place in California. Why do they keep referencing Ohio? And it was interesting just because of the backstory they worked in there with Youngstown, Ohio, and he's from Youngstown. Thought that was pretty cool. But dude, I'm telling you, man, I freaking love that show.
That's funny. You've talked about it way more than.
Oh, like, dude, I'll just put that on, and I can't fall asleep. I'm just watching it, laughing. Don't know how I'm not waking Jessica up, like, laughing. I'm like, we'll rewatch it, because she's like, you don't want mine rewatching. I'm like, no, it just still makes me laugh. I love these characters. They just all make me laugh. So we're going to keep pushing forward on that one.
All right. Well, I mean, It's intrigued me. I mean, because I've watched, like, some of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
I know
who Cam is, right? It's Cam?
Yeah, Cam and Mitchell, Claire Mitchell, and
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah. Yes. The six. I know why you
Claire.
Yeah,
Gloria.
Oh, you know what? I definitely watched quite a bit of it because, I mean, all those names, you know what I mean? I remember Cam because that was the guy that I looked up because I thought he was in another movie that we watched, and it actually, I don't think it was him.
No, it wasn't.
And yes, so I really so that's why I remember his name, and then
Mitchell Jesse Tyler Ferguson was just on a foodies challenge.
Oh, nice!
That was fun. Who were you thinking of?
No. I was thinking the guy you were just talking about,
Ed O'Neill.
Sorry, dude. Ed O'Neill. Thank you. Yes, Ed O'Neill.
Al Bundy. Come on, man. Al Bundy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. So that's what I want to call him. But I know it's not his name. Right. You know, it's ridiculous. I should have said Bundy. You know,
you're like, Jay Pritchett to me. You know.
That's funny.
It's been a lot of fun, and then I don't know, like. Starting from scratch was nice, starting from the beginning, because it's just like,
yeah.
You're like also seeing the kids grow up.
That's right. Yeah, the kids and stuff. Like,
they definitely tug on the heartstrings a little bit. but yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's just like, I want to watch something that's mindless, good. Like, I know it's going to make me laugh, and I know it's not like, I don't need to use my brain for it, you know?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. I don't mind the time of that. There's times right. where I want to
stay. But there are times that I just want to put those up, man.
Yep.
There was an episode, though. They'll do, like, movie references and stuff like that occasionally, and they'll do, like, themed ones and whatnot. But there is one where, like, they kind of reenact scenes from The Godfather, and I seriously, for, like, 2 minutes straight of just laughing my face off, dude. It was just so funny. Luke's in the back of a limo with a pellet gun shooting balloons out to like this music of like The Godfather and everything. All while Phil is actually being, you know, watching a baptism because he is the godfather of this child. You know? So it is so funny. Luke couldn't make the baptism. He wasn't feeling well. And like he's going out and running all these errands. It is funny, man. I love when shows are creative and they do a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You had mentioned the word movie, and then that triggered in my mind, like, we actually watched one.
We did.
We didn't even mention it. We didn't tell anybody we were doing it. We went off script.
We popped off.
And boy, am I so happy we did.
Yeah. There's so much to talk about, you know?
Oh, there is. Yeah. Oh, there is. So I recently saw something on Twitter that was like, stop crapping on movies. If there's one thing wrong with a movie, it doesn't make it bad. It's like, okay, well, I mean, A, it's all opinion based anyway, so if you don't like someone's opinion, then whatever. But second, like, what if there's multiple things wrong with it? Maybe it's not just one thing.
No.
That is a great segue into this awful rendition of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Thank you.
Holy crap. Now, I didn't look up the Rotten Tomatoes or anything until after we watched it, but I think it's too generous. It's like a 34% or something like that? A 33%? Yep. That's too generous. This is like a 10% piece of garbage that you just can't even flush it down the toilet. The toilet doesn't even want it. You know, nope. Spitting it back at you, and you're like, no, turd, be gone. And the toilet's like, no.
Yeah. The best part of the entire movie was when the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh.
where he broke his arm and then stabbed it through the neck multiple times in the van.
Like, yeah.
Oh, that was pretty cool. Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
But then all of a sudden, somehow, after that happens, the dude then decides to pull his gun out, and then he decides to shoot the guy directly in the neck. Kill the guy, wrecks the van, he's fine, mom's fine, then he cuts her face off. You're like, dude.
Or how about, like, you had a shotgun pointing at this sucker's head, and you're like, say my name. Like, you're dumb.
Oh. Yeah.
You think that being has any inkling of, like, who gives a crap? He just wants to kill. Why are you not blowing this dude's head off?
Stupidy.
Okay, so... Stupid. Now, this is like a C-rated horror movie. B, saying a B would be like...
Did you have any scaredness at all? Like, were you ever...
So, like, this is where I'm going with it. No, you're good. I want to answer this with like a lead-up, just because, like, if there is a simple answer of, suspense... but no, never scared because we know what we're watching, right?
Yeah.
So there was a moment that Jessica was even like, I don't want to watch. So there were a few moments that their suspense was pretty decent. In the beginning with the van. Girls, like, all right, why didn't that girl just... She's sitting right next to a sheriff who has a gun. Why is that not in your head to grab a gun? Uh-huh. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But you'd rather make a whole bunch of noise with a radio or, not, you know, uh-huh. try to take your seatbelt off. Whatever. Okay, whatever. Obviously, it's a horror movie, so you need these people to make stupid decisions. But aren't we past that? Can't we? Didn't Scream fix that? Like, aren't we supposed to be able to, like, build better movies? But anyways, I felt like rants here. Because several times during the movie, Jessica and I were very audible about, like, my God, even an hour and a half is too long for this garbage.
Yes. Yes.
So, let me finish my thought. I'm very sorry for everybody who has to listen to this right now. But anyways, the suspense in certain moments was good. But their payoff was so anticlimactic that it was just like unfulfilled. Then
thank you.
The next time you were suspended, you didn't even care. Like there was no raising suspension towards the end of the movie because you knew that there was no reason to. And actually, it just got lazier and lazier.
Yes.
On the bus where he's just able to like nobody's fighting this dude. Like nobody's in mass.
They're
trying
recording
to
him.
Take down a dude with a chainsaw, mind you.
Yeah.
Chainsaw, right? That sucker's gonna get screwed up on some bone the first couple of swipes.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be able to take advantage of that. But no, we're gonna try to bust out windows. We're gonna try to get out. Like, so every single one of these people are morons. Like, it's just like
and like it's just it's absolutely mind boggling. And you know what bothered me too is that when they killed the like the main chef guy, so they killed him. They remember
what,
his face.
The one that like had actual acting chops. Yeah, right.
Thank you. Yeah, and they kill him as first of the main characters out of the main characters to kill. He's the first.
Yeah,
you're like, what are you guys doing?
They couldn't.
Like,
they actually couldn't afford him. That's the problem.
That's the
actually, an actual actor or whatever. I don't know.
You only sign him on for 27 really minutes of airtime.
The cast, but you probably killed your best actor first.
Yes,
I don't know if
absolutely.
That was the best decision.
No. So, that, like, well, that's the. I mean, it's just there was parts that. I mean, don't be wrong. Like, you know, there was decent parts, I would say, but like. Okay, how about the two sisters at the very end? Like, that whole part was actually absolutely terrible.
I, if I could just interject because you brought the sisters in. I could watch this movie and be okay with everything. If you took this weird, mopey 25-year-old girl who's supposed to be some teenager out of the movie completely. Her acting was awful.
Terrible.
Like, it was so bad that I'm like, are you even trying? Like, A, you don't even look the part. Like, you look like you're a 25 to 30-year-old female, not like some teenager who just got out of a really horrible thing. You're in this stupid, angsty phase. If you're moving here, I'm moving back with Dad. Like, you look like you're 25. Like, I don't
exactly.
You
how old
should
are you?
Be, okay,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, you
yeah.
probably should
yeah.
be moving like on your own, maybe. Like, I don't
Seriously.
Know. Her acting just pissed me off, and Thank it annoyed you. Me. So, like, every scene she was a part of, I'm like, oh yeah, So, if you took her out of the movie, I would watch the entire thing and be like, okay. Because I wouldn't have like this built
but I get
up.
It.
Yeah. Because you're like, I could handle all the other characters. That one I couldn't.
You know what's funny? The ending of it too. I bet you love that.
I was mad because like, A, so that's like a messed up ending in general just because you're
in
like the person with survivor's guilt. Oh, great. They get to survive and have survivor's guilt again. Wow,
again?
That's sweet. So there's definitely no happy ending to that story
at all. And actually, and
that was probably my favorite
part
when he ripped her out of the car and then just cut that head right off. And I'm like,
well, yeah. Well, but don't be wrong, because how mad I was at the end of the movie.
Yeah, I was like, it's like Danny going in at the...
Yes. Yeah. But do you know what makes me mad, though? And I know this is horror film, and I shouldn't get upset about this, but actually, this movie pisses me off.
It's okay to demand better. It's okay.
Well, yes. Well, okay. I like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre story. Mm-hmm. I really did. Like the original ones. Like there were some scary Texas Chainsaw Massacre ones, right? Yeah. So, and I really, really enjoyed those movies because I felt like, you know what I mean? Because it could be just some sort of, you know.
More of your realistic type of.
Thank you. Yeah, so, yeah, like, yeah. So it's not like a crazy mutant. It's not, you know what I mean? Anything along those lines well, necessarily.
Like Jason coming out, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah. That's what I mean. So, like, I really, and I, but don't be wrong, I like the original Halloween. I like the original, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
Because of those things. Yeah, but right. The originals, though, like, I don't need, he doesn't need to be flying up in space and fighting Freddy. I'm just saying, you know? So.
Okay. I think we can, let's take this to the big leagues here. All right. Let's start drawing up plans for that one.
Yeah.
Get it. All right. Freddy yes. versus Jason versus. Who would be a good one? You think Leatherface?
I mean, Leatherface. He's got a chainsaw, though. I feel like he's going to beat everybody. I mean, just yeah. come with your
mirror. I mean, if they're in space and he's got a chainsaw, they're going to be like,
but I guess, but bro, I guess Freddy,
get
though,
outside, you know?
As soon as he went outside, Freddy would kill him in his dreams.
Dun, 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 dun. See, we're already just progressing on yes. worse and worse ideas. So
yes.
that's what this
exactly.
is.
Yes. Exactly.
Like okay, I said, I don't mind a B-rated horror movie. I don't
no, not by any means,
mind. No. Some shoddy acting, because I get it. That's a lot of entry-level jobs, start yep. off in horror movies.
100%.
I yep. get it. But this was like, nobody cared.
No.
That's kind of how I felt about it. No. Nobody cared. And it was a shame. It was like, why not actually branch off? Why take the Texas Chainsaw name? And why not do something else?
Yeah, you know, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. You actually probably could have been way better if you just let the Leatherface thing out. Because, first off, you know, an endless supply of gasoline. Dude pulls this sucker out of the wall.
Yeah.
Starts it up after a few times. And is mowing people. I mean, I would think after that bus scene, I think you're about tapped out.
Yeah, it's hilarious because as soon as I saw the bus and everybody partying on it, what pissed me off is I'm like, well, they're all dead. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, well, there it goes. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's why I'm like, I just...
Because your expectations are so low.
Exactly.
And the sad part is they hit them.
Yes. Fuck, hit them. All right, sorry. Sorry, I'm angry. But no, it's really because like I said, I liked the actual story of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I enjoy that, and then you did nothing but shit on it. I'm just being honest. Like that's how I was actually very passionate of anger on that movie.
That, yeah, I mean, I would have to agree with like they try to do like almost like a Jamie Lee Curtis esque type of thing where the sole survivor has become like a deputy of the law and all that stuff. What a waste. What a stupid character. Like you're telling me you spent that amount of time making dumb decisions? Like, cool. Who trusted you with a gun? Somebody who makes even dumber decisions? You know?
Thank you.
It's just awful.
Well, okay. So the scene that... All right, we know what makes me mad.
All right, this is like a separate segment. You know what makes me mad?
Yeah. You know what really grinds my gears?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, okay, is in the scene. Remember where she crashes into the garage, right?
Yeah.
And then the pole goes through the sister's leg, okay? They can't move it. They're trying to move it. But before he even comes in there, they're trying to move it and can't budge it. It hurts too bad, right?
Yeah.
Now... Listen, the sister's running in some sort of other building trying to chase him down and kill him, okay? Yeah,
right, right.
And then all of a sudden, now she's got this pull out of her leg, she's sprinting through the theater silently, and then jumping on dude's back and then actually distracting him. When he can break somebody's arm like this, stabs him in the neck, and then, okay, so that's another part. So you don't really grind my ears? Another one? All right, and so...
I'm not the only one on a rant with this one.
No. Okay, so do you know the part where you brought it up, where the girl is in... Okay, so this dude literally just broke somebody's arm. I keep saying this because that part is a crazy... Like, I know it's just emotional, but the way he does it, that takes a lot of force. It's a lot of pain, okay? I'm telling you. It would hurt. So when that happens, all of a sudden, this girl that's in the front seat, right, goes up. And so I'm not saying guy versus girl. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying bone versus body and muscle, okay? This tiny girl goes up and is holding back his arm. You know what I mean? It's a struggle. It's a struggle. And I'm like, dude.
Super soldier serum, bro.
She took it. I didn't know that was real. Yeah. But she still died, though. Super soldiers don't die.
That's fair. That's a fair thing to say as well. So
they lose arms and then grow back. Yes, exactly. Lied on the card, dude. Yeah, the card lied.
Yeah, I feel like.
Sorry,
I 100% agree with situations like that. Yeah. So
it just bothers me, man.
It's not an excuse. Like, oh, don't crap on that movie. Someone took time to make it. Blah blah. Okay, well. Here's some criticism so that you can do better because, like, I mean, we can't just all get participation things.
No,
this seemed like just a completely wasted effort. I don't know why somebody was given a budget for it. Like when you were writing that bus scene in the screenwriting room, you'd be like, ha ha ha. But really, what would we write?
They were
like, no, that's what we're going with. Like, it okay, just looks so lazy. Oh,
lazy, sorry. Exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, we'll go ahead. No, go ahead.
That, it's not an excuse to make crap. Like,
yes.
You know, we're not shitting on this movie because we get off on shitting on movies. We talk about all types of movies. We praise movies. Yeah. We're very truthful about how we... have viewed these movies or how they blah, blah, blah. So, like, I don't want to hear that crap. Or it's just like, people enjoyed it. Tell me what you enjoyed about it. Because it was, like, just... Anyways. I don't know.
I agree.
It's not an excuse to make garbage.
Exactly. So you're telling me that they wasted... Like, this is the thing you got to look at, too. The movie made no money. So, you know, so literally, it's okay for somebody to put something together that is going to go out on the airways. You're going to get, you know, a chunk of views, and then people are going to give their honest opinions about it. I'm allowed to give my opinion. That's the thing.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Don't tell
me I can't give my opinion. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to try to necessarily... I don't want to bash on your product like that. But
I'm not
going to
go into it like...
Yeah.
I'm going to rip on this, right?
Exactly. Yeah, so I go into it to a fully accept it. I want to like your movie. I picked this movie. Actually is the one that brought this one up to us. And then at an hour in, actually, I should say about 21 minutes into it, I wanted to text you and say, let's pick something different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which I have one that I wanted to tell you about. So remind me that later.
Okay.
Actually, right now, The Kingsman. I'm just going to say it.
Excellent.
The new one. Boom.
That's on HBO Good? Max right now?
Yes. Okay. I think it is.
Cool. Yeah. That is what I wanted to watch, so that works. There's also one that's on HBO Max right now that I cannot remember. There's actually a few. There's a few on there that I wanted to watch.
Okay.
But I can't remember.
That one Kimi one looks pretty good. That's the HBO, right?
Kimi?
Kimi, yeah.
Kiwi?
No, it's Kimi, isn't it? It's K-I-M-I, isn't it?
Oh, Kimi.
Kimi.
I think that's on HBO Max? Yeah, that's on HBO Max.
It's on HBO Max,
yeah. Yeah, that looks good. Don't be wrong.
And the Rotten Tomatoes weren't that great about it, I don't think. Let me see. Let me check it out again. Let me check it out. I'll check it out.
There's the one with that. Man, I can't remember that director's name at this point right now. But Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. The Last Duel. That's it. The Last Duel's on there. I wanted to see that one. And then there's some other one on HBO Max right now that's on there.
Bro,
What's that?
Rotten Tomatoes on Kimmy. I could have swore the preview that the trailer I watched, they said Akimi. That's why I was saying Akimi.
Oh, maybe it is. But, I don't know.
But I could be wrong. I could have just said that as being funny. But anyways, a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
It's only an hour and 29 minutes too. So it's actually a short little film too. So it's not a long one.
What was 2.5 hours then?
What? 2.5 hours was,
Because we were going to watch a movie, and then we were like, let's not do that.
That was two and a half hours. Yeah, hold on. What was the name of that one?
I thought that was the one that you were talking about. It was Kimmy. It was Zoe Kravitz on HBO.
I was I was actually wrong, because I must have looked that one up.
Dude, you asshole. So we could have watched something. Dude, are you kidding me? So we could have watched this movie, because it's an hour. How long is it?
It's an hour and 29 minutes.
It's even shorter, and it gets a 90. Oh, dude, I'm actually a little upset over here.
Sorry, guys.
Like revoked for the next 4 movies. That's a big problem right there.
That's a big problem.
That's so funny. Do you know what I'm going to tell you? Hold on. Let me look at something.
All right. Look at something.
Yeah.
I want to know about The Last Duel. I want to watch that movie, but I don't know how much longer it's going to be on HBO Max, so I got to...
Okay. So I think I might have been talking about The Kingsman time-wise, because that is a little over 2 hours. It's 2 hours and like 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. So that one I expected to be that.
Yeah,
one,
but when I said Kimi, though, I think what I did is I just mixed up that time frame with that one, and then that's why I said 2.5 hours.
Got it, because I was just like, man.
Because that's way off. I'm like, how did I do that? But then because that was another movie I was taught that I wanted to do, but I knew that was a long one too. But I must have just. But sorry, what's up?
The French Dispatch. That's
I did see. I did see that.
I
want to
watch The French Dispatch, The Last Duel, and Kimmy.
All right.
I did see that we should be hearing about a release date for season 2 of Alice in Borderland.
No, let's go. And then, bro, how are we not talking about something big?
Oh.
I mean, how did you? Yeah, let's say, hold up, bro. You have another movie that you wanted to pick, which I figured you would actually talk about, that you would want to bring up for next podcast. Something that might come out like Friday.
How did you know?
What?
Do you know something?
What? No, like Batman?
Yeah.
How did I know?
The Batman?
What I know?
Oh, no, Jessica and I, because I took off Friday, because I had scheduled my, Jessica got me a massage for Christmas. So I finally scheduled it, and for Friday, March 4th, and I was like, oh, ha-ha, it's literally coming out March 4th. I'm just gonna go by myself during the day after my massage because I'm off, and then I'm like, because it was a joke, because I'm like, obviously I'll go see it as many times as I can, but I was like, well, Jessica, what if you took like a half day? She's like, I could do that. So I'm like, oh, perfect. So we bought tickets for Friday, a 1 p.m. show to go see Batman, dude. I'm so excited.
That's sweet. As I say, how did I'm like, wait a minute. I figured when I threw out my recommendation of Kimi that you were going to be like, no, Batman, because I plan on trying to.
No, but
I'm sorry, the Batman. Bye, guys.
Dude, I am so excited. You know, by the time my massage is over and Jessica gets out, dude, we'll have like plenty of time to get like popcorn and snacks and enjoy this 3-hour movie, 2 hours and 56 minutes. I said, unfortunately, I know myself, I will have to take a pee break. It's just how it is. But I'm
Robert
I'm
Patterson.
So excited. Corey, come on, man. And like to pull that with me, dude.
I'm pretty sure. Like, this is the thing too. Is I'm pretty sure.
James Patterson. No, it's Robert Pattinson, Corey.
No, it was spell check, dude. Google sucks. I just copy pasted.
It's because it auto correct because you put the R in there. You son of a bitch.
That's so funny.
Don't mess with my boy.
Yeah, my bad. My bad. I laughed when okay, I apologize tremendously to you.
I laughed.
But
I was
sleeping.
Dude.
But when I woke up, I was actually like in my bed, like laughing, like, how did I do that?
Yeah, right.
And the part is like, I guarantee you this is what happened. I didn't proofread it like an idiot. And I normally do. I try because I've had a couple of errors and my spelling. Yeah. So
this spelling errors here and there. Yeah. I so proof listen, it guys. Before we post it.
I appreciate that. So it was so funny because I'm like, how did I do it? I must have literally just, as I was typing it, just read Pattinson. I had to like, even, do you know I came out to my computer? Because I still always have it saved just in case anything happens, right? If you go to click on it and watch it or something and something's messed up, I actually still have the video, like the program to where I can just redo it again real fast, right? Whatever happens.
Right.
I mean, because once it goes live, then I can delete it. Then it doesn't matter because now that video is always going to be there. But anyways, so with that, dude, I laughed so hard that day. Because
it wasn't
bad.
Just the thumbnail. Like, it was the whole intro of the clip. So I'm like, this son of a bitch. Because I made the new thumbnail. It's like, oh, damn it. Yeah, it's like, of course, part of the video. I can't just do the one, not the other. It's still there.
Yeah, because you know how I take the screen. You know how I do it. I just take a screenshot.
That's all I do too. I use a snipping tool.
Just makes it easier. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Snip, snip, snip,
But I also fixed Zoe's name as well.
Did you find the E?
I just copied your keyboard. I don't know how you do that. But
thank
I just
you. It made me so angry. I couldn't figure it out. I don't wrong. I spent a lot of time. That's why I'm shocked.
5-4-3 maybe. But anyways, yeah, I thought that was so funny. I'm like, I saw Robert Patterson, and I'm like, this asshole. Are you kidding me? You know Pattinson is my boy, you son of a bitch.
It would be better if I actually did it truly on purpose. I did not.
Right.
Like, I just literally spelled it wrong, but still, man, that was bad. I'm sorry. I appreciate your effort, sir.
So, Robert, if you're listening, I took the time.
He did. He fixed it. He's got your bag.
Come on over to my house. Bring the bat suit. I'm probably not going to fit in it, but I would like the option to try it on. Anyways, maybe you have a plus sized one you could bring over to my house. Like that,
You have, Ben Affleck's.
I wish. Yeah. I would take just anybody's bat suits except for Val Kilmer or George Clooney's. I don't want the one. I think George Clooney's had the bat nipples on it. Like, yeah, weird choice to go with, guys. Weird one, but hey, okay.
And especially, how do you film an entire movie like that? And
then I mean, doing this. I was just rubbing my bat nipples.
Like, yeah. Was it that also? Because was that Val Kilmer's?
I think it was George Clooney had.
The was it? I mean, it's George Clooney. You got to say something, man. You got.
Like, gotta dude, say
can we just
something.
Take a grinder?
First off,
and, like.
Maybe not the best casting choice for Batman in general. Sorry,
I'm Batman.
I love George Clooney.
Yeah,
I think he's a phenomenal director, phenomenal actor, but maybe not Batman. like Ben Affleck, great Batman. Maybe not a Daredevil.
No.
Ryan Reynolds, great Deadpool. Maybe not a great Green Lantern. No, just kidding. That movie was just bad. Anyways,
just bad movie. Bad
I'm just going on and on at this point, but yeah, I'm so excited. I can't wait because no spoilers. I get to just go into this movie and not.
And just watch it.
Yeah. I haven't even been watching these new, check out new footage release of the Batman. No, because I'm going to watch it Friday.
Yeah. See, it's already set in plan. It's set
at 1 p.m. too. I'm like, man, I'm so
That's
excited.
That's crazy. Yeah, because you get to leave afterwards
and go pick Clem up and
go
home.
Pick Clem up. Yeah,
it's like a perfect day, man.
And you start your day with a massage too. I'm jealous, man. I gotta buy me a massage.
I said this feels more like a birthday than my birthday. You know,
that's crazy.
I'm so excited though. But yeah. All right, so we'll talk about my experience. I won't obviously talk about the Batman. But so what do we want to watch then? Kimi?
Do you want to watch Kimi? It's a shorter one, so we can watch Kimi or the Knight's Man. I mean, the King's Man. You tell me. King's Man's like 2 hours and 15 minutes. The other one's an hour and 29. You know.
Let's go with Kimi.
Okay, cool. Sweet, sweet.
I'll give Zoe Kravitz the double there, the double feature.
Nah, why not,
She's Kimi, and then she's
Catwoman.
So. All right. Well, you got anything else for us, man?
Nah, I think that's it, man. I think that's it.
All right. Well, I think that's it for myself as well. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you for watching.
Goodbye.